You're listening to Flex World, the Workplace Revolution, a podcast from Office R&D. This is a show for business owners, flex space operators, and CEOs looking for guidance on how to start and effectively run a hybrid or flexible workforce. You're about to hear a conversation about the exciting future of work, the return to office, logistics of a hybrid workplace, and more. Let's dive right in.
Welcome to the introductory episode of Flex World, the Workplace Revolution. I'm Shelby, one of the producers of the show. We are here today with Colin Daymood and Mike Everts. They are both product marketing managers at Office R&D. Colin, Mike, thank you for joining me.
Hey, great to be here with Shelby.
Yeah, thanks so much, Shelby.
Excellent. Well, so to give our listeners a little bit more context about what we're talking about, the goal of this episode is really to share what you, the listener, is they can expect from this podcast. But before we jump into that, Colin or Mike, whichever you prefer, let me ask, what's the biggest challenge that your industry is facing today?
Yeah, I'll jump in, Shelby. There's a lot of challenges, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just simply change management. Leaders either just don't want to change or they don't know how, or both. And, they make decisions and they're totally vilified in social media. I mean, it's not easy being a big company CEO nowadays. I mean, Marissa Mayer, I don't know if you remember, she was CEO of Yahoo, but this is way before, this is pre-pandemic. And she said, there will be no more remote work, that everyone's going to be in the office and just suck it up. That was essentially her message. And, Forbes was writing about it and they actually titled the article Back to the Stone Age. So, here's a leader of CEO of one of the largest tech companies in the United States. And she's just, she's forcing the hand of her workforce. And then, Apple did something very similar. They announced a mandatory return to the office. And employees just totally revolted and they created their own letter back to leadership. And they said, hey, you're just not listening. We don't want to be mandated back in the office and we have choices. And then, here's this hilarious thing. Eric Schmidt, to just today, he former CEO and board member, chairman of the board of Google. One of the most innovative technology companies of our time. He came out and he said, hey, he wants everybody back in the office too. He said, I don't know how to build great management virtually. And he admits to being a traditionalist. So here's an innovator and he won't change. I'm a traditionalist. I don't know how to do it anything differently. So this is what I expect people to do. And companies like that, they're just not going to be competitive. And it's really funny because Bloomberg came out with an article for leaders who are reluctant to change. And Bloomberg called them shybrid. Instead of hybrid, they're shybrid. And it's a funny term, but it's a serious issue because these companies are just going to struggle to compete in the workplace if they can't make any change. So it's all about change management as far as I'm concerned. Mike, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, really, really good points, Colin. I mean, overall, what we're seeing is, I don't know if I want to call it a post-pandemic environment because the pandemic is still somewhat happening, but people don't know how to go back to the office, both the employees and the managers. And on the opposite side, operators, landlords, managers are really struggling to incentivize them to come back at all. And even as we go on in year three of this, workers really haven't decided yet, is the office essential? People are returning to the office today and then hopping on Zoom calls with their employees back home, and what we really, want to get across is that offices need to give the benefits of in-person work, whether it's collaboration spaces or really areas where you could do special collaboration with other people at the office. And we're still figuring that out today. It's not perfectly understood yet, but that's part of the topic that we really want to delve into. At the same time, there is no doubt that getting the right people physically in a room together creates a great possibility for these productive outcomes and the strengthening of relationships. But again, companies are still trying to figure out how to do that in an efficient way. Colin and I both really strongly believe that workspaces need more emphasis on empowering these employees to meet up in a more centralized capacity at a workspace while also having some of that same flexibility that we've been enjoying over the past 2 years with hybrid work. So yeah, quite a lot that we are looking to cover, but we're excited to talk about it more.
There's a lot there. And, you know, as you talk about the headlines that you know, a lot of management is basically saying, you know what, this is the way I'm most comfortable. And so you guys are going to fall in line.
Yeah.
And you know what, they're not really the ones in a power of leverage right now with this market, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny, Mike, you mentioned that offices need to give access to benefits of in-person work. And, you know, I mean, it's clear that people want to collaborate, that, you know, it's important for people to spend some physical time, but, you know, to mandate, you got to be in the office 3 days a week. And these 3 days just doesn't make any sense because it's not built on any type of scientific foundation. I mean, but Tony Hsieh, who is the CEO of Zappos, and he's famous for building this amazing culture. And he was kind of an introvert. So he forced himself to what he called create collisions in the office. So, you know, he wanted people to run into each other, and because he knew how valuable that was. But to mandate that I'm going to run into Mike or you run into you, Shelby, you know, that you can't force relationships. And,
right.
So that's why hybrid work and flexible work is so critical.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and Colin, no, I mean, to that point as well, employees today have more power than they ever have before in deciding how they work. You know, 2 years ago, before the pandemic, if you asked someone, hey, could I work from home every day this week? You know, you'd get crazy looks on managers' faces. And the pandemic has completely changed that. And the way that we're working from home has changed that. As I said before, it's a completely new ballgame for both the employees and the managers trying to figure this all out.
Definitely. Mike, I'll go ahead and ask you, who is this podcast for then?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking to create this podcast for a few different audiences, but primarily hybrid teams who are trying to manage the return to the office, understanding how they've achieved this, both looking at the employees and the manager's point of view. We're also looking at to talk to flexible space operators, landlords, and property managers to understand how they're bringing people back into the office and how they're preparing these office spaces for the next generation of flexible workers. You know, we'd also love to talk to technology partners within the prop tech and office space that are helping to enable these new ways of work. You know, and honestly, we're looking to have conversations with anybody that is managing the office of the future or struggling with the office of the future. Those are the kind of conversation and topics we're really looking to delve into.
No, I'm right there with you. It's this podcast is really for leaders, managers, They know they're in the middle of a workplace revolution, but they don't have all the information or they don't have the tools because it's not like there's a roadmap. You know, it's not like companies have done this, even though employees have been working remotely for a long time. So, you know, they don't know how to create new policies with any kind of confidence. And they're seeing, you know, some of these CEOs get vilified and they're like, well, am I making the right decision? You know, are the shareholders going to be happy? Are the employees going to be happy? You have to take all of those cohorts into consideration. And it's also for companies that have made the change, but they still need some guidance and best practices because, you know, what hybrid looks like today, you know, might be a little bit different next year. And so they need to be flexible and they need to be able to optimize policies kind of as they go. And, you know, there are a lot of companies that they know there are great tools that can help them navigate a hybrid workplace. And our sponsor, Office R&D, has worked with thousands of companies across the globe. They develop the software to make make the transition painless by integrating with existing tools like MS Teams and Google Calendar. You know, so you can plan your workplace and you can plan who you collaborate with directly from the tools that you use right now.
Yeah. Well, Colin, a light bulb went off when you said the word revolution because, yeah, for some reason, I hadn't thought of it that way. That, yes, I mean, we talked about how the pandemic would be something that would be written about in textbooks. It can be a history making generational event, but this is a new revolution. It's our industrial revolution. It's
work, you know, will never be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Colin, what types of conversations are you hoping to have on the show?
Yeah, but I want to hear from, you know, I want to hear the reality. You know, what are companies struggling with? What are leaders struggling with? Whether it's creating policies or communicating it or making changes, you know, what's that change management really look like? And also, what is working? So what's not working? What are you struggling with? And what is working? And it's not a one-sided situation. Employees are making some serious demands, like you said, Shelby, about how they want to work. But managers have needs also. There's this huge disconnect. You know, if you survey leaders, they say that remote workers are not nearly as productive. But when you actually, when the surveys actually come out about productivity of remote workers, they find that they are much more productive. So there's that huge disconnect between leaders' perception and what's actually happening. And, you know, they have the resources to manage physical spaces and human resources. And, you know, they want to feel confident that they can still produce results with employees without employees that are in the office 100% of the time. You know, so it's got to be a win-win.
Definitely. How can listeners connect with you in case they've got ideas for episode topics or guests that, you know, they really think would be great for the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, the best way to do that is to go to our website and reach out on the Contact Us page. Our website is officerd.com. We'd love to talk to potential guests and discuss any of the topics on the podcast. You can also connect with me or Colin on LinkedIn. That is Mike Everts and Colin Damood. And in the near future, we will have a dedicated podcast landing page where you'll be able to sign up and add comments and stuff. So yeah, we're really excited to get this started and start interviewing people within the flexible and hybrid industry.
Well, that does it for this introductory episode. Colin and Mike, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited about the show, and I think it's really going to provide a lot of value to our audience. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Shelby. And thanks, Mike.
Yep, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and thank you to our listeners. Make sure to come back and tune in to episode 1 of Flex World, the Workplace Revolution.
Office R&D helps flex space operators and hybrid teams manage the workplace of the future. Join the thousands of companies that rely on Office R&D to keep their offices running smoothly. For more information, visit officerd.com. You've been listening to Flex World, the Workplace Revolution, a podcast from Office R&D. Keep connected with us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcast player. If you like what you've heard, please rate the show. That helps us keep delivering the latest insight on hybrid workplace innovation. Thanks for listening. Until next time.